Coming up on episode number 584, it is an all-request night, but the songs in the second half of the show tend to lean towards the heavier. Decide to group them all together. All this, Tina, trivia, and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Tuesday night, it is June 9th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you covers of Journey, Wham, Carly Simon, Queen, and a lot of heavier covers than I usually play. Decided to group them all together, put them all in one show, and we'll get to those in the second half of the program. But first, let's go ahead and get to a request from Amy. Amy in Andover, Massachusetts, is about to celebrate her third anniversary with her husband-to-be, Brian. This is their third anniversary of being a couple, and they are getting married next year, next October, so they're deep in the throes of wedding planning. Their song is You're My Best Friend by Queen. They wanted to hear a great cover of that. I found a great cover, and at the beginning of this, you might be pressed to think that it's a cover of Jackson Browne's Doctor My Eyes, but you'd be wrong. It's a cover of You're My Best Friend, performed by the a cappella group Full Moon from their 2008 release Acapella Land. No, Acapelland. Should be Acapella Land. Come on, guys. Acapelland. Here is You're My Best Friend by Full Moon.
Ooh, you make me live. Whatever this world can give to me, it's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the best friend that I ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. Oh, you're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, I've been wandering round. Still come back to you. In rain or shine, you've stood by me, girl. I'm happy at home. Whatever this world is cruel to me, I got you to help me forgive. Ooh, ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the first one when things turn out bad. You know I'll never be lonely. You're my only one, and I love the things I really love. You do. Oh, you're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live, 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 live. Happy at home, you're my best friend.
Hey Brian, this is Chris from Austin, Texas, website eminate.com, and I wanted to let you know that I am a proud Coverville listener and Coverville citizen, and wanted to make a suggestion for a song. It is not really a cover, it's a traditional, and I know you've done a few traditionals here and there, but there is an album by a group called Snake Farm came out in 1995, I believe, available on iTunes, and Anna Domino is the lead singer on it. It's all pretty much morbid covers done in morbid traditionals, like St. James Infirmary and a whole bunch of other stuff on there. And one for you to pick out might be like St. James Infirmary, but also Laredo, John Henry, Frankie and Johnny. They're all great, but what really makes it stand out is sort of taking these traditional ballads and doing them in an electronic kind of trippy style. So I hope you enjoy the suggestion and you get an opportunity to check it out. I'd love to hear it on the show. Thanks.
Get your trip hop, check, with your bits of electronica, check, and your female vocals, check. Oh, three winners right there for me, makeup right there. Snake Farm from the 1999 album Songs for My Funeral, going out to Chris and Austin. That is St. James Infirmary Blues. They just call it St. James on the album. But what an album it is. As soon as I heard one song from it, I immediately bought the whole album. Fantastic. I can't recommend this enough. This is definitely the standout album for me for right now, and I gotta thank Chris for letting me know about it. But like he says, yeah, I mean, they do a cover of John Henry, Frankie and Johnny, House of the Rising Sun, St. James Infirmary Blues, all in that really, really cool trip hop vocal style. Love it. Thank you so much for suggesting that one, Chris. Before that, You're My Best Friend. You know, if ever there was a Queen song that really lent itself to the harmonization found in a really tight harmony a cappella group, it is You're My Best Friend. That is one of the ones that every time I listen, even to the original Queen version, I find myself singing along to one of the other backing vocalists along there. Just a great, great song. You're My Best Friend, going out to Amy and Brian in Andover, Mass. And congratulations on your third anniversary, which is coming up this Thursday. That is Acapelland is the name of the album. Full Moon is the name of the group. And it's another great, great collection of music on this album. They even do a cover of Gimme Hope, Joanna by Eddie Grant. Got My Mind Set on You by George Harrison. Some great stuff on that one, too. And if you're a big a cappella fan, you'll be happy to know that I do have an a cappella show in the works. That'll be coming up in the next couple weeks, as well as a Philadelphia-themed show. So look for those in the next couple Tuesdays. We'll take a break from all request shows and move on to those. All right, Audio Engine USA is the sponsor for tonight's show. We're going to talk tonight about the Audio Engine W1. Top Review Shop says, the Audio Engine W1 is one of the few products that I've ever tested that lives up to all of the marketing claims. Basically, what you can do is use the Audio Engine W1, which are a couple of USB adapters about the size of a wooden matchbook case, to send wireless audio from your computer, your iPod, or any other audio device to your powered speakers, your stereo system, or your headphones. You have to see it to believe it. It's awesome. You've got, on each of these things, you've got a 1/8 inch stereo jack as well as a USB, so you can plug one into your laptop, plug the other one into a power brick, and then plug your stereo headphones into those and listen to your laptop from across the room. Really good if your laptop is hooked up to a projector and you don't want to wake the family when you watch your movies late at night. The Audio Engine W1 Premium Wireless Adapter, basically, that's what it does, gets audio from here to there wirelessly. And when you're ready to buy, use the coupon code COVER10. Now, this is just for Coverville listeners. COVER10, COVERTEN, and that gets you 10% off of your purchase, any purchase at Audio Engine USA, whether it's the W1, the W2, the Audio Engine 2 speakers, the Audio Engine 5 speakers, or the brand new premium-powered subwoofer, the Audio Engine S8. Check them all out at AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, well, I promised you some heavy covers, and don't usually play these on the show, so it's nice to kind of stockpile them up and then unload them all at once to kind of have a nice little theme to ride along. This one is going out to Adam in Jackson Heights, New York. Basically, he was looking for a cover of Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. You're hearing it everywhere these days, and it probably all started with the Sopranos finale, where they played that at the very end of the show. Of course, there was the controversy of how that show ended so mysteriously. You've also heard it more recently on Glee. It's made an appearance in Rock Band recently. I mean, you're hearing this song all over the place, and it's, you know, it is one of those perfect pop songs. So let's hear them ratchet it up a few notches with some heavy metal. This is a group called the Northern Kings from their 2007 release, Reborn, with their cover of Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Wham's Careless Whisper, metallified there by Seether from their 2009 release, Finding Beauty in Negative Spaces. Make sure you get the special edition, which comes complete with a bonus track, that strings version of Careless Whisper. They've got two versions on that album. This is the strings version, which I thought would go well with the previous song. That cover there. Seether's cover of Careless Whisper going out to JD in Pittsburgh. Before that, Don't Stop Believin' from Finland. It's a band called Northern Kings from their 2007 release Reborn. Now, they weren't always going to be called the Northern Kings. Their original name, and I kid you not, was Hell Devo. That's great. Hell Devo. That one is going out to Adam in Jackson Heights, New York. And it's interesting how you can change a couple chords in that famous Journey intro to Don't Stop Believing, the piano intro there, and it turns it into a totally different song. Absolutely brilliant. All right, we're going to talk about the DVD on Thursday, so let's talk about Coverville Citizenship right now. Start a new program called Coverville Citizens, become a Coverville citizen. Basically, it's a way for you to help support Coverville, help basically more of a public television, public radio kind of model. Whereas you basically are supporting independent programming, supporting the show, and getting some nice swag in the process. Now, you've got a couple different levels, and I haven't really come up with a name of, you know, calling them like basic and premium or anything like that. You've got the $40 model, which gets you a subscription to Coverville Bonus Tracks, which is going to be at least a monthly episode or monthly bonus episode of Coverville, probably more often than that. Basically, it's a show that collects all the additional songs that have to get cut from each episode due to time constraints. You'll also get a DVD every year containing the previous 100 episodes in either AAC or MP3 format, so you can offload those off your hard drive if there's a few favorites there that you want to keep around. In addition, you'll also get a custom-designed t-shirt every year, and I'm in the process of finishing the design for this year's. It's really, really cool, and as soon as I've got it put together, I'll put a copy of it up on the blog so you can see what it is you're going to get. But it is along the same lines as the Coverville Coca-Cola t-shirt, where it's a cover of a famous logo with the Coverville name in there. Now, that's what you get for your $40 donation, but maybe you want to support the show, but really you don't care about the DVD or the t-shirt. You do want the bonus tracks episode. Well, there's a $30 option for Coverville citizenship. If you want to support the show and get the subscription to Coverville bonus tracks, but you don't want the swag, both options are available to you. Just go to coverville.com on the right side of the page. You'll find a button for Coverville citizen. It's got that little hello badge on it. And you can become a Coverville citizen, and I thank you. Thank you so much for your support. All right, let's get to the last set of music, continuing on this heavier kick. This is a band that won't be a surprise to anyone. It's Poison. They came out with an album a couple years ago called Poisoned, in which they covered several different acts. David Bowie, Tom Petty, Alice Cooper, Sweet, Marshall Tucker, The Rolling Stones, Cars, etc. And Andrew in Plainfield, Ontario, got a couple of requests going out to Canada in this last set. Andrew in Plainfield wanted to hear Suffragette City by David Bowie, covered here by Poison. Let's get right into it. Before I have to say that one more time, here's Poison.
My school days are insane. Hey man, my work's down a drain.
A band out of Hollywood that took their name from a Russ Meyer movie. That is Faster Pussycat, no kill, from the 1990 release Rubaiyat, Elektra's 40th anniversary, which featured a bunch of newer Elektra artists covering older Elektra artists. That is their cover of Carly Simon's You're So Vain. Before that, Bret Michaels and the Boys, Poison, from their 2007 release Poisoned, an all-cover album, doing their take on David Bowie's Suffragette City. And by the way, You're So Vain is going out to Bronco, Jeff, in Bowmanville. Ooh, I wrote this down really poorly. Bowmanville, Ontario. And then Andrew in Plainfield, Ontario, requested Suffragette City by Poison. Couple of Ontario requests right there. Well, Tina is joining us for a little Musically Challenged. How you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Was it Jeff Bronco or Bronco Jeff?
Well, his real name is Jeff, and his nickname is Bronco.
Okay.
Yeah, I met him at Nerdtacular. I think he actually might play World of Warcraft under the name Bronco, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
So hopefully he's a Tauren.
Yes.
Yes, you don't know what any of that means.
No, but I'm just thinking, it's probably something like a Taurus, which would be...
A bull.
Well, a bull.
Yeah. All right, very good. See, look at you.
I know.
You're on your way to becoming a World of Warcraft addict right there.
No.
Really?
Never
you sure?
will happen.
Oh, all right. Well, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Whoops, accidentally clicked on that, trying to hide it, because it is time for Musically Challenged. This is another edition of The Song Title Remains the Same. When a cover is not a cover, two songs or more with the same title. Let's go ahead and jump into it, courtesy of JR from Valencia.
Hello, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California.
I just said that.
Hello.
I hope you're ready for another round of The Song Title Remains the Same. Three questions, two song clips per question, one song title per question. Name that song title and, of course, the artists performing. Sounds pretty easy. Let's find out. Here's question one.
That's a slice of 80s goodness, isn't it?
I know. I was almost thinking Bon Jovi.
Can't place it. Maybe. All right. Oh, geez.
Ooh, I know. That one's very familiar.
Drew a blank on both of those. That almost sounded like that Dragging the Line by Tommy Rowe, but I know that's not what it is. Nothing. Got nothing on that first one. All right, hopefully number two will be a little easier.
Here is question two.
Somebody to love.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Somebody to Love, and
okay.
Who are the two bands?
I almost want to say, is that Janis Joplin?
It is not Janis Joplin.
Okay.
It's Grace Slick and Jefferson Airplane.
Okay.
They were Jefferson Airplane then, I think. And then the first one was Queen.
Okay.
All right, number three. Good job, though, Tina.
Thank you.
And here's question three.
Is this Diana Ross?
No. I knew this one was going to be the second one.
Oh, man.
Oh, sweet darling.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't enough of a hint?
No. You know, I know it. I just can't think of either.
That's Best of My Love.
Okay.
And the first one, I think, is LaBelle. And the second one, definitely the Eagles. I'm trying to remember who the soul group is. You get the best of my love. Was that? That wasn't. Yeah, I think that was LaBelle. Or was it? What was the band that Chaka Khan came from? That was LaBelle. All right, I'm sticking with LaBelle.
Okay, and now the answers. Song title one was Think I'm in Love. The artists were
Eddie Money.
And Beck. I think I'm in love.
And my life's a gone. I didn't realize this was Eddie Money.
See, that's one of those newer Beck songs that I haven't gotten yet. I haven't gotten that brand new, and I say brand new album, but it came out like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
But no, I do need to pick that one up. With the grid paper, you can design your own cover.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Song title two was Somebody to Love. The artists were Queen and Jefferson Airplane.
Can anybody find me?
Somebody to love.
Don't you?
And song title three was Best of My Love. With that, we had the Emotions, and although it's very undude of me,
Emotions.
The Eagles.
I love all these references to The Big Lebowski. It truly is one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
How very undude.
All right, well, that wraps it up. I hope you had a lovely time. And oh, I can't believe I said that. Bye.
Thanks, Jared. That was an awesome one.
That was fun.
I love the style of his musically challenged. The song title remains the same. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Nice and tidy little 40, 41, 42-minute show. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call a request line, 206-222-2683 or 206-222-COVER. You can also visit coverville.com, where you'll find the forums, you'll find the show notes, you'll find a rating system for every song you heard in tonight's episode of Coverville. Make sure you check all that out at coverville.com. Tina, thank you so much for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And coming up later this week, we have a cover story. That's what it is. It's a cover story. And I believe it is going to be Alanis Morissette. I've got some very interesting alternative takes on some on some Alanis Morissette songs. And some of you will have to make sure you stick around for that, as well as a couple of covers by Alanis herself. That'll be coming up on Thursday. And that's that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.